As the legislative session winds down, I remain committed to shrinking government, reducing spending, and cutting your taxes. The budget I proposed in February does these three things, and will cut property and business taxes. Florida's property and homeowners deserve to keep more of their money through property tax relief. My plan, spelling out seven steps to create 700,000 jobs in 7 years, explain how business tax relief will free up capital for job creation and economic growth. Yet as we near the end of the budget process, some in the legislature doubt these tax cuts can happen. I am confident they can and should get done. Tallahassee insiders ask why I am confident about this. My reply is simple. With strong, conservative legislative leaders like House Speaker Cannon and Senate President Haradopoulos, I cannot imagine a budget that doesn't include tax cuts that will create jobs. These are tough times, and both the House Speaker and the Senate President face some tough decisions, as I did when I put my budget together. At the end of the day, good conservatives like us know meaningful tax relief is the catalyst for economic growth. Many of you have asked how you can help. The answer is simple. Make sure you, your friends, and your neighbors make your voices heard in support of these critical tax cuts. Hold us accountable, and let's get to work.